Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello and welcome to, the 68th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you such information so that you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We are here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain, so plan on joining us each and every week. Today we are talking about premature aging. I found this subject to be interesting. I was listening to Dawson Church, and he is an alumni of the same college that I attended to get my PhD. Excuse me. So I always love to hear Dawson speak. He has this beautiful English accent and a great sense of humor. So I was listening to him on premature aging, and I thought, boy, that's a topic that I am right now, and I know a lot of people are facing. Back when I was growing up, a long time ago, we didn't necessarily know about the damaging effects of sun or some of the other things that were in our lifestyle. So we did things that probably were not in the normal tradition of what we consider as healthy activities today. Anyway, I'll start with a quote. It's not how old you are, it's how you are old. And this is from Jules Renard. I also ran across one from George Bernard Shaw, and this is my favorite. Grow old with me. The best is yet to be. I've always liked that quote because aging gracefully and growing older is something that each and every one of us shares. There, so far, hasn't been anybody who can turn back time, as Cher would say. And so in that understanding, it is a common activity for each of us to do each and every day. We get one day older. And Jimmy Buffett talks about, you know, another 365 days around the sun and all of those types of things. And it brings to mind that there are a lot of people who do not know how to age gracefully and do not know what they can do to age gracefully. And age is really the number of days you spend on the planet, a frame of mind and a philosophy of living. And the focus of Dawson Church's talk was about genetic expression and how your family genes express themselves. And I'd like to take that a little bit further and talk about what stress has to do with aging. The aging process, when it's allowed to occur more naturally and in balance, means that, yes, you do age, but things in your body don't deteriorate and as quickly, and you do have the ability to manage somewhat how your body ages. Now, when I was growing up, they had what they called genetic determinism. And that meant you were subject to what happened in your family through genetic expression, and that you were going to get the same diseases that your family got, and that you were going to have the same issues that your family had, which is one of the reasons that doctors take a history and they ask you about your mother and your father or cancer back two or three generations or all of those types of things, because the philosophy was it is in your genes, and then you became what Bruce Lipton terms as a victim of your genes, a victim of your genes, which in and of itself could create a lot of stress. I am reminded of Angelina Jolie in her double mastectomy, because she had a gene that might predispose her to breast cancer. She went ahead and got very, very proactive with having her breast removed so she would not be vulnerable to that gene expressing itself as breast cancer. And that comes from a less than complete understanding of genetic expression. One of the things Bruce Lipton talks about is that it's the environment in which you're living that turns off and on your genes. The genes are just a blueprint of what's going to happen. And when you know enough about what's going on in your body and maintaining a healthy balance within your body, the unhealthy genes don't have an environment in which they can turn themselves on or off. So genetic expression, you don't have to be a victim of what your parents lived through or your grandparents lived through. They lived in entirely different times under entirely different circumstances. And so much research shows us today that things can happen epigenetically. Epi meaning above. Epi, E-P-I. Above, genetics is the gene. So when we begin to understand how the environment controls genetic expression, we can actually move in partnership and harmony with how our body works and the genetic expression of what's going on within that body. There's a very good friend of mine who has a grandson, and the grandson suffers from what's called dwarfism. And he's the only one in the family in which that gene expressed itself. And yet it's been in the family for years, and or probably generations, and yet it chose this one beautiful young boy in which to express himself. And he has not let that stop him one little bit. He understands what that is. He understands that it's not anything he did or didn't do. And he basically is a charming, happy, well-adjusted young man, even though he is shorter than anybody else his age. So sometimes the genes can express themselves in natural ways, such as with this young infant, or sometimes the genes can express themselves later on. And what does this have to do with premature aging? Okay. Well, what does stress have to do with aging? If you stay stressed all the time, if you stay in that high sympathetic nervous system behavior, then what begins to happen is your body has a lot of stress hormones that it's not able to detoxify and release. And so those stress hormones circulate. What begins to happen with your nervous system is when you have a high level of stress hormones consistently, your body begins to build itself around having a high level of stress hormones. And when that level drops down a little bit, your body says, hey, wait, I'm used to having 10 measures of cortisol in my blood at this time of day, and I'm not having it, I'm only having 2. So it might do something to stress you to bring the stress hormone up to the level that it's used to having. And what that can do is that can increase bone brittleness, it can increase weight, it can do all kinds of
aging to your body. And Han Selye, who did so much stress research and is considered the father of stress research, I believe he actually coined the term stress, he says this is called the general adaptive syndrome. In other words, your body gets so used to having certain levels of stress hormones and stress chemicals floating around in it, when the level goes down, you think you're relaxed, but you really haven't ever reached baseline where you're really and truly relaxed. And your cells can regenerate, and your cells can restore, and your cells can take in nutrients and release toxins. Very toxic body, where your cells hold on to the toxins and reproduce with toxins and toxins and toxins, will age prematurely, older than you are. You'll have more wrinkles. Your digestion will go offline because none of those things happen easily in a stress sympathetic environment. So how does stress increase or decrease my aging process? Well, we've talked a little bit about eustress, which is a feel-good stress in previous shows. Feel-good stress actually promotes chemical balances and hormonal dynamics where your cells actively reproduce themselves with good information, with fewer toxins, with more nutrients being taken in, where your skin pumps because you can absorb water instead of shrinks and gets all wrinkly, and where your digestion flows and instead of congesting up or running out all at one time, that stress will, that eustress will actually promote active and healthy harmonious activity throughout mind body. So eustress can decrease your aging process, whereas distress increases or speeds up your aging process. And what does stress do to turn on the aging of my genes and body? Again, those chemical messages, when I was listening to Dawson's interview, I just loved hearing it because he said, your body will actually build structures to promote having stress. And it will, in and of itself, create a very stress-filled environment that keeps a person hyper-vigilant, on red alert most of the time. A lot of the studies are being done on veterans and what can be done to help them because their bodies age rapidly. They tend to have more issues simply as a result of having lived such a stress-filled life for as long as they did. And I know that in my own experience, people who just live a very hard, stressful life look older than their chronological years. There are times when the subject of age will come up, and I look much younger than I actually am. And part of that's genetics. My father did and my mother did. And so all of my two sisters and I tend to look a little bit younger than most people our age. But it was interesting because I wanted to do when you're young, and I actually got carded when I was 41 years old. So I knew I looked young. I understood that. And my body feels young. I drink a lot of water, and we'll talk a little bit more about the four self-healing skills that I do every single day to help my body age gracefully and naturally and peacefully. I don't want to have a lot of stress going on that might cause my bones to become brittle because I want to be around to enjoy my grandchildren for an extended period of time. So I have some goals about aging gracefully, and I'll talk to them a little bit more, too, when we come back from the break. Please remember that with the Calm Moms free report, the special bonus of the audio is no longer available right now. It might come back at a future time, but I do encourage you to sign up for the Calm Moms free report. It discusses these four self-healing skills, so if you're at all curious, you can have them free, right as a PDF into your inbox.
stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us through that brief commercial. We were going to start talking about the four self-healing skills and how they can slow down the aging process. Well, the first one is belly breathing. A hydrated cell and an oxygenated cell is a very healthy cell. I would love to get into some of the anti-aging behaviors. And I think we all know what they are. Don't smoke, use sunscreen, eat healthy, exercise. Those are very helpful, and they're so incomplete. It's really interesting how incomplete all of those behaviors are. You're not addressing the mental aspect of aging, which is losing the ability to have fun. One of my philosophies right now is if it's not fun, think twice before you do it. Life should be fun. Life should be joy. Life should be, and again, to many of the statements in our culture about if you love what you do, you'll never truly work a day in your life. There are so many things that we can do to embrace joy at any stage. I ran across this from Amy Tan, who I believe wrote a book called Saving Fish from Drowning. And this addresses a little bit the mental aspects, and then when we come back, we'll talk about the emotional aspects as well. In this, Amy says, as she grew older, she was aware of her changing position on mortality. In her youth, the topic of death was philosophical. In her 30s, it was unbearable, and in her 40s, it was unavoidable. In her 50s, she had dealt with it in more rational terms, arranging her last testament, itemizing assets and heirlooms, spelling out organ donation, detailing the exact words for her living will. Now, in her 60s, she was back to being philosophical. Death was not a loss of life, but the culmination of a series of releases. It was devolving into less and less. You release yourself from vanity, desire, ambition, suffering, and frustration, all the accoutrements of the I, the ego. And if you die, you would disappear, leaving no trace, evaporating into nothingness. I thought that was pretty appropriate here as we talk about those four self-healing skills. Belly breathing, drinking enough water, awareness, and living in the present moment. And our perspective changes as we move through our lifestyle and our age and chronologically and those types of things. We have different levels of experience. And I had my youngest son turn to me the other day and he said, well, now I'm obsolete. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, the term roll up the window no longer applies because there's no crank in which to roll up the window. Everything in cars today is electric. And I thought about that for a minute, about what some of the things that have happened in technological advances and other advances that would make somebody either feel obsolete or feel like life is passing them by or feel antiquated. And we come back into that mental process of, look at all the wonderful changes that have occurred in my lifetime, and I have adapted with them and learned to live using those wonderful changes to benefit my life. That's a mental aspect of the aging process. And once again, that mental process will affect the expression of your genes, either turning them on or turning them off. Then the emotional aspect and healthy strategies for improving how your genes express themselves. You want to create this whole body environment of adequate oxygen, hydration, being aware, being very present moment. You want to have all of those stress buster tools in your arsenal. You also want to have mental processes of what your thoughts are. Are they helping you or are they hurting you? We've had shows on those. And then we want to move into your emotions, because one of the things that prompted Dawson's interview was using the Emotion Freedom Technique, or EFT, to balance your emotions and create a harmonious body that ages gracefully and wonderfully on so many different levels. Candace Pert tells us that the emotions are the interconverter between the energy of who we are and the matter of who we are. So the emotions, to me, are the equal sign in Edison's E equals MC squared. The emotions that we experience interconvert between energy and matter and energy. So when you have balanced emotions and you're not raging all the time and you're not stressed all the time, the cells, even down at a cellular level, or the energy moving through the meridians or your chakras or your energy body, has full expression, whereas if you're highly stressed, there's constriction and contraction, and full expression simply isn't possible. And the mentality of each of the branches of the nervous system, the sympathetic and the sympathetic is victim. So when you're living high stress, you're going to be a victim of your genes, you're going to be a victim of aging, you're going to be a victim of being and feeling obsolete, you're going to be a victim of thinking that you can't do anything in today's world well. Or if you're more parasympathetic or in that sweet spot between the activity of the two, you're going to age gracefully. You'll wake up in the morning to a body that's glad to wake up. I'm back. I'm here. You will have a peaceful energy, and you will have more flow to all parts of who you are. You'll learn things easier. So as the new technology and the new understanding and the new language comes out, one of the things my young son said the other day, he's not young, he's 34, but he said something about this system, a Roku and some other things, and I was a little lost. And instead of getting stressed and beating myself up and saying, I don't want to look like I'm stupid, which is very easily done sometimes, I'll ask him the question. So I said, what are you talking about? What does this mean? Would you explain this to me? And he did, and he did it in a beautiful way, and I understood it as soon as the discussion was over. So I learned something new, and this is an age, too, where I can learn from anyone and everyone if I don't let my ego get in my way. So I'm also watching my 9-month-old grandson grow a new brain, literally grow a new brain, as he is walking or trying to stand. As he is learning new behaviors, we learned champions, and we raised our arms above our head and smiled at each other. As he's learning new words, I'm watching this brain grow and develop, but I'm also knowing that my brain can do that too. If I come from the awareness awareness is one of our four self-healing skills, that if I don't know something, I can ask a question, and I'm not supposed to know everything. I'm just supposed to know what I need to know in that moment. And the way that I know what I need to know in that moment is I live in that moment. I don't live in all the other moments where I get confused and things get chaotic. I live in that moment. So my genes, if I'm living a healthy environment, if I'm learning, if I'm growing, if I'm expanding my brain in new ways, if I'm growing new dendrites, if I'm laying down new tracks in my brain called neuronal networks, then that means that the genes have an ability to express themselves in coherence, in harmony, in balance with the brain that I am growing and the things that I am learning. So when you are highly stressed, you don't learn as much. And I'll just share this with you because I find it absolutely humorous. We will see sometimes what we want to see. So I was buying a ticket on a bus to go from Glenwood Springs to Denver. And I printed it, and I thought I ordered it for the day of the 18th. But the day it printed was on the 12th. And it said valid for the 12th, you know, April 12th, 2016. Expires. And I didn't read past the April 12th. Because I was in a different mental model. I was working with plane reservations and this and that and the other. So I called up and I said, this didn't work. I was trying to order my ticket for the 18th because you, in planes, you order the ticket for the day you're going to fly. And he said, no, your ticket's good. And I said, no, you don't understand. I'm not leaving today. The bus has already left today. I can't get on the bus. It's too late. I need the ticket for the 18th. And he said, your ticket is good. Now, I was not processing what he was telling me because I was getting very stressed. I didn't have a mental model to fit this new behavior, and I had been trying to apply what I knew from airlines to this example. And so I kept saying to him, I need my ticket for the 18th. He finally said, lady, and he was very nice, he said, take a breath, okay, you know, do what I teach, and he said, your ticket is good for the next 364 days. You can use it any day in the next 364 days. Well, that allowed me to finally look at my expiration date and realize that it was 4/12/2017. But in that moment, I was so highly stressed and I was so upset. I can't imagine what I was doing to my body, and I really don't want to. Because I calmed down very quickly. I went and drank some water, and I that's good. I'm done there. So what is a tool I use every day? I just talked about the four self-healing skills. There you have it. Belly breathe, drink water, become aware, live in the present moment. What did I do for fun? Well, for the last week, I played with my nine-month-old grandson. I had a lot of fun with my son and his wife, and we visited Willamette Falls and Canandaigua. So I really can't imagine much better than that. So I will just ask you to join us next week and hope that you all have a great week as well.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com. And join us again next time.